Chào các bạn, chào mừng các bạn đến với Học Tiếng Việt cùng Annie. Mình là Annie.
Welcome to Learn Vietnamese with Annie, I'm Jack.
Hôm nay mình sẽ nghe một cuộc nói chuyện tên là Lại Karaoke.
Karaoke again.
Trong cuộc nói chuyện này có hai vợ chồng.
This dialogue is between a wife and her husband.
Cuối tuần rồi. Nên người vợ muốn đi chơi.
It's the weekend and the wife is keen to go out.
Bây giờ mình nghe ha.
So let's listen to the dialogue.
Cuối tuần rồi, mình đi chơi đi anh.
Anh mệt quá, tối nay ở nhà được không?
Vậy hả? Thôi, tối mai cũng được.
Lại karaoke. Bực mình quá. Thôi, đi chơi đi em.
Bây giờ mình phân tích một chút nha.
Let's go through the dialogue line by line. So the wife says, it's the weekend.
Cuối tuần rồi.
The word for weekend.
Cuối tuần.
But she adds.
Rồi.
To say.
Cuối tuần rồi.
And that word at the end, that.
Rồi.
What that does is that makes it sound like the weekend is here. The weekend has arrived.
Mm.
Now it's the weekend. We can do this with other time phrases. For example, if I want to say, hooray, it's Monday.
Thứ hai rồi.
Yeah, Monday has arrived. Monday is here. Not a common phrase. So it's the weekend. And then she says, let's go out to play.
Mình đi chơi đi anh.
Okay, go out to play, meaning let's go out on the town.
Mm.
So she says, we go play. What's the word for we?
Mình.
Okay, so that's one possible way of saying we when you are including the speaker, right?
Đúng rồi.
So it's you and me.
Mm.
It's that we. That word can also mean I, right?
Đúng rồi.
So this word
mình
can mean I or it can mean we.
Yeah.
So her husband is not keen. He says, I'm so tired.
Anh mệt quá.
This evening, stay at home, okay?
Tối nay ở nhà được không?
Or can we just stay at home this evening? Is what he means. So he begins with this evening or tonight.
Tối nay.
Okay, now to form this word, we need the word for evening.
Tối.
Now the word for today is
hôm nay.
And we just take the second part of that.
Nay.
And we add it to evening to get
tối nay.
So literally evening today.
Mm.
Today evening. So this evening can we just stay home? And his wife says, really?
Vậy hả?
Okay, now this really, this is a very common phrase, very useful. Just used to respond to anything, right?
Mm.
Just to show that you're listening.
Yeah.
So it's very useful. So if someone says something and you want to say, oh, really? You can say,
vậy hả?
Yeah, really. And then she has a little think and she says, okay then, tomorrow is also okay.
Thôi, tối mai cũng được.
Okay, so they can go out tomorrow evening. So she says, okay then. Now, the word that means okay then is
thôi.
Okay, this is a very common word. We always hear it at the beginning of a sentence and it means okay then.
Mm.
So in this case, the husband and wife have got different ideas about what to do, right?
Yeah.
And they don't agree, they have different ideas, and finally one of them, in this case, the wife says, okay, then, we'll do it your way, right?
Mm.
So in that kind of situation, you want to say, okay then, let's do that. That's when we use...
Thôi.
Right, so okay then. Okay then. So she says, okay then, tomorrow evening is also okay. So we've just heard today evening. Now the word for tomorrow evening is...
Tối mai.
Okay, that's formed the same way, because the word for tomorrow is...
Ngày mai.
And we just take the second part of that.
Mai.
To form...
Tối mai.
Evening tomorrow. Tomorrow evening. Okay. Give us the whole sentence again. Okay then, tomorrow evening is also okay.
Thôi, tối mai cũng được.
Right, so she agrees to go... to stay home tonight. But then, suddenly, we hear the sound of karaoke from a neighbor's home.
Yeah.
Drifting in to ruin the atmosphere.
Mm.
And the husband says, literally he says, again karaoke.
Lại karaoke.
So that word for again.
Lại.
That can mean again in different ways. Do something again.
Mm.
But in this form, it's used to say, usually negatively, right?
Đúng rồi.
To say, oh no, not again. So, oh, not karaoke again. Mm. So, God forbid you're ever in the situation, but if you are, you want to say, oh, not karaoke again, you can say...
Lại karaoke.
Okay. Similarly, maybe in rainy season, it rains a lot. You want to go out, but it rains, so you say...
Lại mưa.
Oh, not the rain again. Oh, it's raining again. Okay, so the husband's annoyed, and that's why he says next, so annoying.
Bực mình quá.
Okay, the word for annoying or annoyed.
Bực mình.
Very common, very useful. And it might often go with here in karaoke.
Yeah.
You can say...
Bực mình quá.
Yeah, how annoying. How annoying. And then he says, okay then, let's go out.
Thôi, đi chơi đi em.
Okay, so now it's his turn to say, okay then. You know, we've been discussing the two options, but now I agree that we should do what you want to do. So he says, okay then, he uses that word.
Thôi.
It's like, okay, fine, let's do the other thing. All right.
Bây giờ mình nghe lại ha.
Let's listen one more time.
Cuối tuần rồi, mình đi chơi đi anh.
Anh mệt quá, tối nay ở nhà được không?
Vậy hả? Thôi, tối mai cũng được.
Lại karaoke, bực mình quá. Thôi, đi chơi đi em.
Annie I.
Yeah.
Do you ever have cause to say, oh, not karaoke again?
Mỗi ngày luôn mà anh.
Every day?
Mm.
What do you say?
Đây là Việt Nam mà.
But do you say, oh, karaoke again?
Lại karaoke. Yeah.
You sound quite pleased about it.
Cảm ơn các bạn đã lắng nghe.
Thank you for listening.
Hẹn gặp lại lần sau ha.
See you next time.